comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Alberta Abbey. The Alberta Abbey is a nonprofit venue nurturing the arts in Northeast Portland by amplifying opportunities for Black and underrepresented communities. They provide studio, gallery, and performance spaces to local artists and art organizations and showcase diverse programming for local groups of all ages. More information, event calendar, and tickets available at albertaabbey.org.
Hi, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., join me, DJ Barbarella, in studio live with a local artist, musician, or event organizer. Hear what's new and upcoming in the local scene, with new music releases and debuts. Plus, hear a special curated playlist each week from every guest. All on X-Ray, where radio is yours.
Hey, X-Ray listeners, you are tuned into Flying Saucer Safari here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. I'm here with a very special guest, longtime homie, Joe of Silo Panto.
What's up? Hi, Hannah. What up? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back in the studio. It's been like over a year, probably.
At least. Good to be back.
Yeah. Good to see some new paintings in the hallway.
Very cool.
So you're on today because as we were previously just chatting, y'all have a really cool show coming up that's like kind of a big deal.
Sort of, kind of.
So let's talk about that, and then we'll play lots of music and talk more. But yeah, let's talk about this show that's coming up this Saturday, right?
Yep, the 20th.
The 20th, cool.
I'm really bad at mixing up dates and numbers related to them, but it is the 20th of September. It's a four-band little PDX-based microfest called Headspace.
Okay.
I don't want to say formally known as Sabretooth, but it is kind of a... adjacent event to what was formerly known as Headspace. Mm-hmm. And so it's us playing with bands Rarefaction, Fluid Druid, and Gata Galactica. And it's just the four of us. Music starts at 7. It's funny getting an email from someone asking if you want to play at the Crystal Ballroom because you want to just be like, of course. Yeah, why wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. And so we jumped at the chance and we're so excited.
Yeah.
So I've seen like some of my favorite bands play at the Crystal Ballroom. So like, you know, it's just hitting me, you know, that we're going to be there. So very exciting.
Yeah. Honored to share the same space as Heroes.
Yeah, the list is long.
Yeah. So tell me more like details about the festival. Mm-hmm. What is the ticket situation and what is the lineup? Like when can people see you play?
Music starts at 7. Tickets are available. I'm pretty sure they're $20 online.
And that's such a good deal for four bands.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more if you just walk up to the venue expecting to get a ticket.
Day of. That's always expected.
Music starts at 7.
Oh, that's a steal.
I know. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Music's at 7. We play second, so Rarefaction is going to start, then we're going to play, then Fluid Druid, then Gata is gonna close things out.
Cool.
They're a great band to do, so we've played with them before. A lot of fun, a lot of dancing.
Definitely. And I mean, you've seen a lot of recent music. Tell me about some of the concerts. I mean, you were just telling me earlier, like, about some of the concerts that you've seen recently. What have been your top concerts that you're seeing, like local and not? And what are some shows that you're looking forward to seeing?
Local, the last couple bands I've seen consist of Combo Move. I saw them in Mississippi Studios a couple weeks ago. Tons of fun. They just added Justin Chase to their band, and he does a lot with everything that he's a part of. And then, I mean, the rest of that band's awesome too. Jed and Colin are great dudes. They play a lot of, you know, high energy fun rock shows in various bands. That was cool. I'm into this band in Portland called Bonus Room, which is Darren from Cambrian Explosion's new band with other various, really cool band.
Cool.
You definitely check them out if you ever get to. They're playing the 27th at the Lalo.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to, what was the fest that just happened that I'm blanking on? Oh, Lose Your Mind Fest just happened.
Oh, yeah, Lose Your Mind, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the bands that played at that, Family Worship played at that. They're always fun. Mm-hmm. They got that Portland Pickles song now.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. They did a song for the Portland Pickles. It's amazing.
The first year, unfortunately, that I missed. I think I was out of town.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. I didn't get to see the Sun Adams set, but it would have been awesome to see them.
I love Sun Adams. Yeah. They're great. They're great live. And they're like the nicest, sweetest people. Shout
Definitely.
Out to Eric. It's so nice.
Yeah. Hi, Eric.
So sweet. Yeah.
And then I went to see Oasis in L.A. last weekend.
That's so fun. That's so big. What
we got
a big, cool reunion show.
It was wild. It was rowdy.
Oh, yeah.
It was so insane.
People like sing along?
Oh, the entire time.
Yeah.
Blacked out drunk, not missing a note, and remembering every single word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seemingly blacked out. You could fool me. Some of these guys would just kind of like stumble into our little area and, you know, they're just singing everything. And instead of like watching the band, again, I don't think they knew anyone around them per se, but instead of watching the band, they would like kind of like get in our, not like bothering anybody, but kind of like run in and just jump around. And then like the chorus of a song would hit and they would just turn around, find someone, again, seemingly a stranger, and then just sing.
Right into their
eyes. These guys are nuts. And we're constantly getting hit by like flying beers because it was happening. The whole first half of that show is very rowdy, more upbeat and jumpy.
That's
kinda
not what I would have expected from an Oasis show.
No, the next day I met people from the UK that were kind of like following them on tour, been to like several of the shows on the tour. They said, at least back in the day at Oasis shows, you would get two beers. One of them was for you to drink and the other one was for you to just launch into the crowd.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm not launching a $20 beer.
Sorry. Not these days in this economy.
I'm not launching that anywhere except down my throat. So yeah, but it was so much fun.
That is,
The
energy of stuff like that can be very,
intense.
Very fun.
It was intense.
And intense.
90,000 people, like when they, never been to a show that big, like when they walked on to the stage together, it was crazy.
Did you feel vibrations of the stadium of people like screaming, moving, dancing?
More or less. It was more like just when you thought it couldn't possibly get any louder, it would just escalate and just... So insane.
Are you typically, I feel like all of my musician friends are all very smart and wear earplugs at concerts.
I'm not very smart. No. My buddy had, I went with a buddy that had some, but no, I didn't feel the need to.
I always think about it and then I get there and I'm like, I see people with them and I'm like, so smart.
I think those same blacked out Oasis fans that were just running through the audience singing into people's faces would have just ripped them out of my ears anyways. Not really. I mean, no. They would have been very disappointed if they would have seen ear protection. You know, it would have been funny.
Yeah.
No confrontation. Yeah. Very cool. Very friendly, like good vibe audience. Like no one was doing too much, you know.
Yeah,
it was insane, but it was all in good, you know, good spirits.
Well, it's fun to sing along and karaoke. And I'm gonna make this into a transition here. So, because you mentioned to me that this, like, you guys have an upcoming kind of album ish that is all covers. Like in the mode of
definitely,
you know, singing along. follow me, guys, along with that. But yeah, you guys are doing these covers, which I mean, I love covers. I think it's like one of the best ways of sort of like giving you know, tipping your hat at you know, a reference and then putting your spin on it. So I'm so curious to see what y'all are covering.
Yeah, we've been covering some of the tunes, and we're going to play, I think.
Yeah, let me look at the
Seven
here.
Girl. Yeah. We've been playing some of these tunes as long as we've been playing shows in Portland, and all our favorite, I mean, most of my favorite bands at some point or another, like, bust out a cover tune during a show. I always think it's fun. It's fun when you go see a band that you don't know, and then they do play a cover well. It kind of like engages the audience, like, oh cool, we know this song, or however old or new it might be. So yeah, our drummer Dave, hi Dave,
shout out,
he took the reins and kind of just really figured out how to mix and, you know, record, and we did it all at his old residence. We did four tunes there. They're coming along, they're sounding great. And so yeah, we have played all of the four covers on this little EP that we're doing live. Some of them pop up more frequently than others, but yeah, it's
I love it.
A little bit of our own spin on some of them. Others are just kind of straight up just playing the song, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I love both ways, where, especially if it's not even announced, where people just play into it, and then people who get it are going to get it. Mm-hmm. And, people don't, maybe are introduced to something new.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I got that file. So maybe do you want to kick off with that? And then
Let's
we can come back and chat more about the festival again.
Definitely.
And,
yeah, for sure.
All right. Cool.
Let's do that.
Do you want to talk any more on this particular, or just let it roll?
Well, I know that other bands have been doing this one this way, but there was this guy when we started doing it. His name's Jeff from a bar called The Pup at the End of the Universe, and we played this, and he came up to us after we did it, and he goes, man, I always wanted to hear that song played like Sabbath would do it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, well, then this goes out to Jeff.
Yeah, there you go. Hefe Jeff, for sure.
Oh, Hefe Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. What a great cover. I feel like that I have heard a lot of people do that, but that is very sludgy. Even and it's, I want to say, just even from like knowing, I guess, you for a while and your band and seeing your guys progression through music and different sound, it's just like really cool to see people's, you know, different renditions of their bands through over the years.
For sure.
And you guys are getting like, I think, a lot heavier.
Yeah, we've always kind of flirted with real heavy tones and whatnot, but that's just one facet of, you know, the rock band umbrella. Or,
yeah.
You know, it's just,
and maybe
so much
too
other.
With this particular, with the DIY home, with the really like fuzzy DIY recording, like that's...
Well, somewhat of a, I don't want to say malfunction in sending that file to you. It's a little, it was a little more grainy.
More
than
grainy
it,
than you guys are.
Then it,
like,
then it, no, then it will be when we put it out in a couple weeks when it comes out. It'll be a little more high fi.
I always kind of appreciate that with a demo. A demo should be like a little extra rough.
Sure.
Around the edges.
It'll be a little cleaner for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And remind me with your guys' last album, Parallel Narratives, which I feel like is what you probably were on here last.
That's probably what it was for,
Did you guys did DIY recording for that as well?
No, we did that album with Cam Spies.
Yeah. Oh, shout out.
Yeah,
Little
what up?
Gold, yeah.
What up? And we're doing another one with him that's coming out in the probably early winter.
Cool.
Maybe spring, still figuring it out, not rushing it. Yeah. It's coming along really great. Cool. It's largely done, you know. There's so many other hoops to jump through. When you think you're getting close, there's...
Yeah.
You know, it's people's time, people's schedules you have to work around.
Yeah.
But it's coming along really well, and we're really stoked to have another one in the whatever docket with him.
Yeah.
He does a great job. He's a great producer.
Really
very
does.
Talented.
Yeah, shout out to Literal Gold Records, to Cameron Spies.
Yeah.
Will people hear any of those songs at shows? Yeah, you guys are already putting those into the mix. Yeah,
definitely gonna play some stuff from the new one. We're calling it Man-Made Lakes for now. We've been playing some of the songs that are gonna be on it for a little while now. You know, so definitely gonna be playing some of that on Saturday. Some of the classics, and then maybe even some new songs that aren't on the new album.
Very cool.
Stuff from the future album.
Yeah.
That isn't even a thing yet.
Yet.
But
And tell listeners again, like, what is your guys' writing and collaborative process? And when do you kind of all collectively decide, like, when it's time? Because you guys have, you know, now I feel like a collection of music. That when you decide, like, things are kind of, like, time to move on, or time to introduce, or how does that all come together?
Well, I think it's good question.
Sorry, that's like two-part questions.
No,
it's like
okay.
Questions, really.
It's okay. we were not constantly, but I would say I'm constantly maybe bringing things to the band with hopes of it becoming, you know, a song or something like a song. And with us, I'm sure other bands can kind of vouch for this, but you kind of know when something's going to work, and you can tell, like, this is worth pursuing, this is worth investing more time in. A lot of times you're like, I think this idea is pretty good, let's give it a shot, and it just doesn't quite get off the ground. And then you have to kind of bring yourself to leaving it behind and just kind of scrapping it. And there's a lot of stuff that we've left on the, you know, cutting board. And I think it's learning to do so is rough, because you want to, I mean, you want as much material really as you can these days, but I think, like, taking the time to really own in on the ones that are worth it is a little more valuable, or at least it has been for us. And that can, and it can be so spontaneous. Like, I remember the song that starts our last album, Sauna Sam. I remember we were getting together for one last rehearsal before we went in there to cut that album. And that song just came out then on the spot.
Wow.
We were like, we got to, this is going on. Maybe we needed one more song or something. And then boom, it just kind of came to be. But as far as the writing and whatnot, I usually bring ideas to the band. And then I kind of play whatever I do on guitar. And Dave is really great with kind of like asking me, what are you thinking drum wise? And then I'll kind of give him like a little bit of an idea maybe. And he goes with it. Max, I never really have to tell to, besides like the chords, obviously, like I'll show him like the chords, but he's really good at kind of filling in the gaps there. So, yeah, no, it works. And I think that, I mean, a lot of times it's just the easiest way with bands. I mean, the idea of having too many cooks in the kitchen is a real thing.
Mm,
and I
think
when you really look into it, it's just pretty much how it usually goes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, various contributors can be a great thing. It, you know, can be the best thing.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah. But, you know, with us, it works.
Yeah,
this way.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been playing together for, like, quite a long time and friends for, like, quite a long
time. Oh, yeah. We've known each other. Well, besides Dave's from California. The rest of us knew each other from Ohio. We all went to me, Ed, and Max, and then formerly a couple other guys. We all went to college together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so Max and I have been playing various projects since 2009 or 10, if you include, like, orchestral ensembles from school. Where we met and didn't know each other, and I thought he was the dude that had the cool Bob Dylan shirt and whatnot, you know.
That's so funny. Yeah. And then here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Through all the different music.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if listeners are just tuning in, y'all are playing a really cool festival coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Remind me, it's called Headspace?
Headspace.
Yeah, cool.
It's the first Headspace, Volume 1.
Volume 1 Headspace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remind me where that's located?
Crystal Ballroom.
At Crystal Ballroom, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Sick. So crazy.
So let's hear a little bit more tunes. Maybe something from...
Put on a Gata Galactica song.
I love that.
They've got a couple on there. I think they're... I actually...
And you've played with these guys before, you said.
We played last summer with Gata Galactica at a local love letter at Mississippi Studios. They were awesome enough to ask us to play with them, and we were eager to. They're awesome. We had so much fun playing with these guys. And they have new material coming out that a homie named Justin Chase is producing, and he's like a musical wizard in Portland. He plays in Tango Off of Tango.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
cool.
And he plays in that combo move band I was talking about again, too. He's just really talented dude.
We're very lucky in Portland.
Yeah, he's great.
They have a good mix of people.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah. Well, here's this album from these guys. Do you want to pick a track here?
Yeah, put on La Araña.
Let's do that. Okay, cool. I'm excited to hear this.
Cool. We'll be right back.
That was so good. Gata Galactica.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, good awesome. Recommendations, Joe.
Absolutely. Well, sure.
If you're just joining us now, I'm here with Joe Salapanto. Hey. What's up? What's up?
Hey, what up?
Who had a productive morning, already went to the dentist early God. Morning.
Yeah, good for you. Went to the dentist. Jeez.
Sparkly clean hey. Already.
Yeah, as sparkly clean as it's going to get. as much as it's going to get.
In this economy. Yeah, but no, great selection. That yeah. is super cool. So you're playing with these guys.
We're
so,
playing for
yeah.
the second time, playing with them. We're very stoked to, was very stoked to find out they're going to be on the bill again. So much fun. A lot of, you know, a lot of dancing. Mm-hmm. Rarefaction has played Crystal Ballroom before. I remember, I'm not sure what the context of that show was, but we've got some friends that are friends with them. And they were saying we're going to go see them play there. I thought, man, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. So they're back. And then I'm not sure if Fluid Druid, the third band, third of four, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they've played there before or not, but never seen them. Very excited
oh,
to.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not super familiar. I've listened to their stuff online. I know they just put a song out.
Yeah.
They just put a new song out like last week or something
cool.
like that. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So we get to hear that.
We're going to hear that.
Yeah.
It'll be cool.
And if y'all go and see these guys live, then you get to hear it too.
Hell,
I'm sure they'll play
heck
it.
Yeah.
All right. Bones and Blood by Fluid Druid. That was so fun
yeah,
and,
was
and
awesome.
Heavy and energized. That was quick. That was a quick song.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So they're playing third
yes.
This Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then Gata Galactica mm-hmm. is playing final.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a really fun lineup and show. And only $20, he said?
About, yes.
Don't quote us quite completely on that, but around that.
It's around cheap. $20,
that's
cheap.
Sure.
Yeah, it's probably a couple bucks less if you went on to the website right now and bought tickets.
Now.
Which is highly encouraged. My dad was going to fly out and...
that's so sweet.
It's... Circumstances are preventing that from happening. Bummer. But I remember he said, can you get me in the show? And I said, ideally, we sell as many tickets as possible. But
that's so cr-
but yes. Yes. I have other more well-to-do and professional friends who maybe are, you know, not exactly my dad's age, but let's just say they can afford the ticket, but they like the prestige of being on the guest list itself.
It is nice to be like, I'm on the guest list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't not feel good.
Boomers love nothing more than that exclusivity of, you know, bypassing the order of some kind of event like this. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Funny. But no, he didn't want, yeah. He would have been on the list if he would have flown all this way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like that I'm always surprised with the pretty lenient amount of add-ons that people that venues allow for people like working the door. I've been always very surprised, and I'm like, that's like actually a lot of tickets
for sure. I won't name the venue or the person, but we played a show that was $5 not too long ago, and I was texting friends. I was like, hey, we're playing, da da da. You know,
and people were like, put me on the list.
Yeah.
You're like, for $5?
Well, I was like...
Well, Joe, in this economy?
Well, I told... I remember I went to the like production person and I was like, what's the guest list situation like? And they were like, are you serious? They were like, it's $5. I said, I know. Okay, I guess you're right.
$5 is the new dollar.
Just yeah, for real. For real. I was like, well, just this one guy. Just this one dude. He's, you know, tough times, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, rather have more bodies in the audience than.
Yeah.
Than, you know.
You want people to appreciate the music.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of makes me think of, I guess, just like earlier I was talking about, you know, the fans at Oasis singing along and stuff. Mm-hmm. And because you guys have been playing in Portland like quite a long time. And I'm sure you have a lot of like familiar faces that you see in the crowd. Do you see and get that of people singing along to your guys' music?
Singing along is one thing.
Well, a lot of your stuff is very instrumental. Like,
yeah.
But you
see, sure.
I mean, there's a lot of words. But do you see that?
It's the cool. Like we just played it. One of the last shows we played, there was someone that I maybe have met that showed up in one of our shirts. I was like, that's like so cool.
Yeah.
You know, because then you like talk to me like, God, I'm so sorry if we've done this before, but you know, introduce yourself.
You see
yourself.
A lot of faces, though. You play a lot of shows. Yeah,
definitely.
People know that.
That's
or hopefully understand that.
That's the coolest.
Yeah.
You know, when it's not like a friend of a friend or someone that you know.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody who genuinely has found you and then been like, whoa, I connect with your music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you get to meet them or re-meet them and kind of express your gratitude. It's the coolest, you know. So, yeah. Could do with a lot more of that, but... But it's cool. It's cool to just, you know... experience it, no doubt.
Yeah.
And especially when you go to a city like Seattle and someone comes up and they're like, hey, I saw you play here whenever the last time, a year before, six months, and you're like, that was odd, you know.
Yeah, they remember.
Been waiting for you
impact.
To come back.
Yeah,
like, that's it's the coolest. It's essentially why we do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So spread our word and sound and whatever. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So at this festival too, are you guys gonna have just like individual merch, or is there gonna be like a first annual sort of festival merch sort of situation? Do you know?
Well, again, it's not fair to call this like the new Sabretooth. I'm sure there's certain stipulations regarding what this is going to be in regards to how that was. Mm-hmm. But when I would go to Sabretooth, there's you know 5 or 6 bands, usually. A day for 2 days. This is obviously just one night, but there was some merch tents and or rather tables set up in the back of the Crystal Ballroom itself. Mm-hmm. Everyone had their own little space.
Yeah,
it was kind of like back there and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we'll have shirts and some vinyl left over. We don't have a ton of those, and we definitely need to make more shirts. So, but yeah.
So the hot item. Yep. So if you want them, And better come and get them.
Yeah, and the other bands are going to, you know, have their own stuff and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I think we just haven't heard from one band in a while. Do we want to listen to them,
Let's do a Rarefaction tune. Guys in Rarefaction play in several, well, at least one of them plays in several other bands. We just did the Glizathon Fest at Heaven's Skate. That's them. We just did the Glizathon Festival that Heaven's Skate put on August 30th.
Those guys are so nice. Oh, shout out.
Oh, yeah, for
Every
sure.
Every time that Dan comes on, it's so fun.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
So funny.
And I feel like they're so committed. I feel like every year they run into, like, I mean, planning events and planning festivals is very difficult and labor
heavy.
Yeah, so I commend them pulling it off every year, because I feel like they run into challenges every year.
One challenge they didn't encounter this year was having too few hot dogs for people. They probably bought the number, like, the rumors varied. I asked, like, different people, different accounts, but they bought like at least 1,200 hot dogs.
That's so funny.
For that
it
one day.
It sounds like a children's story.
Yeah.
Of they ate so many hot dogs on at Glizzy Fest.
I had more hot dogs at Glizathon.
Glizathon, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I know. I mean, I here and there, but I probably had three hot dogs. I don't know. It's been a long time since I had three hot dogs in one day.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nothing is better, honestly. It kind of, it just, like, that hits in certain spaces.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a house show, not even a show. It was Philip's going away party like a year ago. Mm-hmm. But somebody brought a hot dog machine, and just suddenly, just like, in the crowd, people had, like, hot dogs. And I was like, okay, you can rent those things for very cheap, apparently.
Nice.
It's a good, right? Like nothing's better than that.
Like the rolling.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Totally.
That's
and
amazing.
That was just at the party.
Yeah.
And we were like, what?
That's you can sick.
Do, that's what a genius idea.
That's great.
This is what we should do with our hard-earned dollars.
You know, processed meat and all that kind of madness just, aside, like a hot dog is
next
so
to
good.
Some, with some music on
oh,
the beach.
Yeah.
That's totally. Laps.
Yeah.
That hits.
Yeah, no one's living off of hot dogs. So, you know.
We hope not.
I hope not. Please don't.
But every now and again.
But, oh, man.
For Glizathon.
So good.
For the sake of Glizathon.
Yeah. I love a Chicago dog, too. Like, going back there and just having a hot dog. It's like a buffet in a bun.
Like is that just like a fully loaded?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, there's like everything.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
like mint jelly, tomato.
I don't know about that.
Sesame. it's insane.
I'm gonna hold off
sesame
on that.
Seeds.
I'm a sauce... A girl too, and I'm gonna hold up on that. All the relish, give me every condiment on there.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Give vegetables, whatever. Mm-hmm. Piles of sauerkraut.
They go ham and
nah,
on
mint jelly sounds wrong.
It's wild.
That sounds wrong. but what sounds right is is Rarefaction
Hell
is gonna
yeah.
be opening up this awesome festival
Definitely.
Headspace this Saturday.
Definitely
at Crystal Ballroom.
Yeah, that's Crystal.
The Crystal.
So stoked.
Yeah.
Since like.
What's your favorite? What's your top favorite? Do you have a like?
There's no way
to put
I
you
have,
on the spot.
There's
what's your
no
favorite
way,
show.
No way I have one.
Yeah.
But like the several that come to mind when I do think about it, Flaming Lips, Animal Collective, numerous OC shows, Brian Jonestown Massacre, PJ Harvey,
Dang.
Fleet Foxes. I used to work at the Doug Fir.
Oh, awesome.
And
yeah.
we got free
Shout
tickets.
Out. Oh.
We got free tickets to the Crystal Bar.
That's room. A really good benefit.
Oh my. Well, I mean, it's why I stayed.
Yeah.
I stayed in picking up shifts mode there
uh-huh,
for
uh-huh,
years
uh-huh.
after I quit. You know, diligently apply myself in those seldom worked shifts.
Yeah, yeah.
For still get those,
I feel
you know.
Like that's kind of what everyone is doing that works there. Like, I feel like that's like the place where musicians kind of fit are those
yeah,
like, you
for
know,
sure.
odd job places of working the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like too, like if you, as someone, as a show goer, if you see somebody who's working the door, look at them and ask who they are
mm-hmm.
because they're probably in the scene
for sure.
and are making music and doing things
oh, yeah.
too.
Oh yeah.
Cause that's kind of the schedule that it is.
Definitely.
And
I mean,
benefits.
It was great. Honestly, working there was,
yeah.
besides that, and besides getting into, or at least having a little easier opportunity to get into those shows at the Doug Fir.
Oh yeah.
And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they,
I know
what they end up doing
when it's going to open
whenever they're ready.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's underway.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know it's been like kind of delayed, but that's okay. Good things take time.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
All right. So it looks like there's this little EP here that they've put out, Daydreamer from Rarefaction. Let's
do it. Let's play one of these.
Daydreamer?
Seems like awesome. Let's do Daydreamer.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Let's hear it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was good. That was, yeah. Yeah. Daydreamer from Rarefaction.
Yeah, we've covered the...
Yeah.
The bases of the Headspace bases.
The Headspace bases. Yeah. Yeah.
Coming up.
So listeners can get into the Headspace this Saturday at Crystal Ballroom.
Yep.
You can go and get your tickets for a great lineup for a really affordable price for like around $20. That's really
definitely
good.
Yeah. Hopefully the first of many Headspaces.
Yeah.
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 You know, she's I'm not going to guess the lady's name that emailed us about it, but she was really bummed, I could tell, about Sabretooth falling through. But she told us, hey, we're going to try and make something happen, and who knows what we're going to call it. But I was stoked for her to finally get something happening. It was kind of her baby, you know, so the baby's got to grow. So
honestly, like, bless the people really behind the scenes who are like such movers and shakers of like community organization, of people who put events together, because it's so much work and it's labor of love.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, obviously she's getting paid to do her job too, but like it is such a labor of love.
For sure.
For so sure. Shout out to the lady who we don't remember her name, who emailed you about Headspace, but we're very happy that she did.
Unfortunately,
that's okay.
I'd probably just guess wrong.
That's okay. That's how it is.
So bad with names.
That's okay. When I did booking, I booked under like kind of a alias name anyway, so it don't even.
Cool.
Gosh, this show goes by so fast.
I know.
So fast. But thank you so much for joining me on here again for the second time. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I never miss a chance to pontificate about myself and artistic endeavors. So yeah, of course. Anytime. Same time next week.
Same time. Anytime.
We'll talk about how the show went.
Always. I mean, I think if anybody knows me, I am a talker. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to anything and anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Well, you got the right gig. It's awesome. Absolutely.
Well, we only have so much more time, so I was thinking we could play a little bit more of maybe Salvo Panto,
okay.
So people know also, or whatever you want to, or if you would like to pontificate more, we're here for it. This is your space, brother. Like, you know.
No, that's very kind of you, but we could play another one of our tunes. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. What's your what's like a? Do you have songs that are your like favorites to play? What is like your brings you most joy? Let's Marie Kondo this last track.
I think the older songs of ours that have stuck around are probably my favorites to play. Partially because we're better at playing them because of the times that we have played them. Mm-hmm. But like what I was saying. Like if something works for us and sticks around and like we have plenty of older songs that we don't really touch anymore, but you know the ones that we're gonna play songs Saturday that are from probably 2016, you know that still.
Well, let's play an old favorite track.
Let's
then.
Let's go to our. Go to that one. Go down. Oh. Is there more than just those two?
I guess not.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah, from this.
Keep going.
From
that's our first one. Good to know.
This one.
Let's hear. Let's hear same old.
Sorry, same old. Yeah,
yeah, same,
awesome.
Same old.
Oh, cool.
This
yeah, nice
one
of
our,
track
yeah,
too. Yeah,
it's one of our first tunes. We play much differently now, but we still like breaking out. I don't think we're gonna play this one this weekend. Other songs from this, our first EP. From 2017, I would have guessed earlier.
Wow, we were all such babies.
I know.
With young skin.
We recorded this. We recorded this with Eric Crespo, who's in a band called Abronia. Hi, Eric.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
great,
they're rockers.
Band.
Uh-huh.
We recorded with him at his place the day after I saw The Who.
Whoa,
at the Moda Center.
What? Wow.
So, funny thing about it's terrible story. Funny thing about that was I went to the show with my boss and his boss
the
time.
That is a weird power lineup.
And they party.
Yeah.
And my gosh, it was a rough morning getting to Eric's the next day. And I remember just like almost white knuckling through like the songs themselves. They came out fine, but my goodness, these guys were whatever. You're not exactly going to tell your boss and another figure in power of some sort, mm-hmm. like, no, I'm done tonight. I'm done drinking.
Like, if they say keep up, it's like part of this, exactly. like the culture. Exactly. You want. The expectation is there. Yeah.
I covered a gentleman in front of me in like half of a beer I was holding. Oh, he was. I remember, like,
like spilling it on.
Oh,
them?
I spilled. Yeah, like, uh-huh. I spilled like half of a whole beer.
I was like,
on
"Are you
dude.
Just like discreetly trying to just like throw?"
No.
Yeah, no. You got to do like the coyote, like, right. sip of like the shot into empty beer glass, whatever.
No, it wasn't like that, and it wasn't like the Oasis show when people were just throwing their beers into the audience for, you know, glee. This was me like swaying back and forth too much, mm-hmm. and like that beer overflowed onto this guy in front of me. He was so pissed. He was very upset, and I remember he just like left. And one of the guys I went to that show with was like, "What happened to that guy in front of you?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I mean, but half my beer's gone, and I think he's wearing it. And I think if he stayed any longer, he'd turn around and." You know, get a little aggro. But.
I guess you were lucky in many senses that your beer mm-hmm. overfloweth.
And yeah, it was good on that guy. Thank you, random stranger from almost 10 years ago for not punching me in the face.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Just to go and have, I mean, we all been there. I've spilled my beer, thankfully, on just myself mostly.
I still, for sure. Many, but I still.
Sober.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
For real. No, but that show is like, unfortunately, when I think back of all the shows, I was so looking, such a huge fan of The Who.
Yeah.
And for all the shows that I was like as excited as I was to go to that one, I remember about half of it. Mm-hmm. And like, I wish I, you know,
that's
wish I had that one back.
Yeah. That's
you know,
because I mean, gosh, they've got to be at what even like how long ago was this? They've got to be in their 70s then.
They got to like, be in their low 80s now, yeah. or approaching
like,
the
that's
territory.
Incredible.
Yeah, but they're on the road.
That's awesome.
I think they're
yeah.
like doing an actual farewell tour. They were fantastic. The first half of the show that I remember, was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then there was a little bit of an intermission, and then there's definitely that unnecessary beer or two that took place then. But we had fun.
Yeah.
And the next day, I remember Max and I were driving to Eric's to do the recording. And he was like, "How was this? How was that?" And I was like, "Oh, I think they played that song. like, I know that song was good. Behind Blue Eyes was good. You know, Bargain was cool." And then he'd be like, "What about this one?" I'm like,
"That
I don't
is
know.
The nice thing about recording a lot of the concerts. The only disadvantage I found of when I look back at my footage, where I'm like, oh, I can rewatch stuff, is my own singing along." Mm. And you're like, shut the mm-hmm. up, man. Like, just...
For sure. It's always funny.
I love to chat more, but this show just goes by so dang fast.
I will say, at the just about what you were just saying, at the Oasis show, like, everyone knew every word.
Yeah.
And I knew some of the words. But I remember just being like, well, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm not here to see these people sing. I want to hear him, so I'm just going to shut up. And then I won't look like a fool for not knowing any of the words to the songs.
That's the worst, though, when you can get just called out. Well, and I feel like, too, you learn lyrics sometimes.
But there's all these guys at this show that know every syllable to every song.
Good for them.
I know.
I guess, like, we should all bring our liner notes next time.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring your liner notes to the show this Saturday.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
There's going to be a quiz on the lyrics. We're going to do a pop quiz on
the lyrics.
We're
going to have lyric cards.
I think that it should just, every show should just be a karaoke sing-along. Like, let's not gatekeep. Let's put subtitles sing-along with the bouncy cue on
Lips.
A giant screen behind. Do they do that?
They're doing that now. Their last couple tours have had all the lyrics on
there. That's inclusive.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that.
Then there's a really funny Waka Flocka Flame concert video where he has a sign language translator on the side of the stage.
I love that.
And she's like going ham during the songs, like signing. It's amazing.
That's
it's
amazing.
So funny. Yeah.
That's all inclusive. We should all have that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, gosh, I'm so sorry again. This show goes by so fast. Thank you so much again, Joe from Salopanto. Thank you again for joining me on X-Ray.
Love it. Thank you.
And here's the same old, same old.
Heck yeah.